Penguin Audio presents Black Wind by Clive Cussler and Dirk Cussler, read by Ron McLarty. December 12, 1944, Kure Naval Base, Japan. Lieutenant Commander Takeo Ogawa glanced at his wristwatch and shook his head in irritation. 12:30 already, he muttered anxiously. 3 hours late, and still we wait. A young ensign, staring through the glazed eyes of a sleep-deprived insomniac, nodded slightly at his superior's grieving, but said nothing. Waiting atop the conning tower of the Japanese Imperial Navy submarine I-403, the two men gazed across the naval yard, searching for signs of a pending arrival. Beyond the expansive naval base, a haphazard twinkling of nighttime lights glistened about the scenic Japanese city of Kure. The distant whine of a diesel truck soon echoed across the water, the sound rising in intensity as the vehicle approached the submarine docks. Rounding the corner of a brick warehouse, a slate-colored Isuzu cargo truck rumbled into view and turned along the wharf. Pulling alongside a large gangplank, the truck ground to a halt as its worn brakes squealed loudly in protest. A moment of silence ensued. Then 6 heavily armed soldiers sprang from the truck bed and enveloped the vehicle in a perimeter guard. 2 uniformed men exited the cab of the truck and approached Ogawa. Recognizing a superior officer, Ogawa stood at attention and saluted smartly.
"Commander, this is Dr. Hisashi Tanaka of the Army Medical College. He will be accompanying you on your mission."
"Sir, I am not accustomed to carrying passengers while..."